Hi, everybody. I'm Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady, and I want to invite you to enter the Small Biz Chat Podcast giveaway contest. For the next 30 days, starting today, you'll have the chance to win amazing prizes if you subscribe to the podcast. All you need to do is take a screenshot after you subscribe to the Small Biz Chat Podcast and tag me, Small Biz Lady, on Twitter or Instagram. Once a week, I'll select a winner, and you have a chance to win one of my autographed books, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months, or Fix Your Business. Or you might even get a chance to win one of my limited edition Small Biz Chat Podcast t-shirts. Don't delay. Subscribe to the Small Biz Chat Podcast today.
3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Ending small business failure. Welcome to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with the number one small business expert, Melinda Emerson. Melinda's goal is to end small business failure, and she'll give you the information you need to succeed and live the life you dream of. Now, here's the small biz lady herself, Melinda Emerson.
Hi, everybody. I'm Melinda Emerson, the small biz lady, America's number one small business expert, and I am so excited to welcome you to Small Biz Chat. Now, tonight's show is all about productivity, networking, and small business hacks. Now, before I get to my guest, we have to thank our generous sponsor, Adobe. You know, Adobe is changing the world through digital experiences. Adobe has all these great tools for small business. We all know about Adobe Acrobat, right? But they've got Adobe Sign. They've got Adobe Scan. There's so many great tools in the Adobe Document Suite. Adobe Document Cloud. So, you know, there's so many cool things that you can do. They are all about creating digital workflows, and you have got to get into what they're doing. So we're really excited to be partnering with them tonight. Now, for the last 9 years, I have hosted Small Biz Chat. We are a peer-to-peer networking program that is all about getting you the information you need to start and, more importantly, grow a successful small business. The mission of Small Biz Chat is to end small business failure. Now, we are streaming live today on Facebook, on my Small Biz Lady Facebook page. We are also streaming live on YouTube, and we are streaming live on Twitter. You know we can't forget our Twitter peeps, right? So listen, I feel like giving away some free stuff tonight. So here's what I want you to do. If you are interested in a copy of my new book, Fix Your Business, I want to invite you to leave us a comment. Tell us what your favorite Adobe tool is, what it is, and why you like it. And if we like your answer, look, my team is out there looking. If we like your answer, we're going to send you a free copy of my new book, Fix Your Business. So you guys know I love to give away free stuff, but you have to do your part. We're so excited to have three amazing guests with us tonight. First up, we're going to be talking to Stephanie Humphrey, and she is a technology and lifestyle expert who's going to be talking to us about how to get more productivity out of each day in our business. We're also going to be talking to my good friend Barry Moltz, live from Chicago. He is going to give us his favorite small business hacks. And we're going to end our show today with Pamela Slim, who joins us from Arizona. And she's going to be talking to us about networking and leveraging your network. So listen, I do not play. You guys know that I have some amazing guests in store for you tonight. So now it's actually time for me to introduce my first guest, Stephanie Humphrey. This is her first time on Small Biz Chat. And Stephanie, as I said before, she is a tech expert. She helps people increase their productivity, and she has been everywhere. Like, you know, we're lucky she even had time for us tonight. You know, she's been on Good Morning America, The Harry Connick Show, Good Day Philadelphia, and she actually happens to be from Philadelphia like me. You guys know I'm coming to you live from Small Biz Lady Studios in Philadelphia. And Stephanie and I also have something else in common. We are both from Pittsburgh. So it's about time we finally got around to bringing her on. And, you know, she helps people be better digital citizens. And she's known for her special talk on how to death till you tweet. So she is all about how to be, you know, not corporate citizen, but technology citizen, right? So I am so excited, Stephanie, to welcome you to Small Biz Chat Live.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Now, listen, I want you to talk to us first about how can businesses use technology better to communicate with their target audience?
It's super simple and it might seem really, really obvious, but you have to get social. I hate to break the bad news to you. You have to get social. That is where customers live. That is where we all live. All of those platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, it seems obvious, but there are a lot of even larger businesses that aren't doing the best job at it, and a lot of small businesses that aren't doing it at all because they don't think they have time or they don't think they have the staff or, you know, it's just one more thing added to the pile. But honestly, that's going to get you your best ROI for your investment of time and money. Get social, get on some type of social networking platform.
All right. But listen, I don't want my employees out here wasting an hour on Facebook every day, right? No, I want you to talk to me about, like, what are the biggest time wasters for business owners, like on social and not on social?
Well, not on social. I think we can all agree meetings that could have been emails or video chat. There are enough memes out there on social now about meetings that could have been emails. So yeah, figure out how to maximize, you know, your communication tools that you already have instead of bringing everybody together. But another big time waster is paper. I mean, we shuffle so much paper around that it's just ridiculous. The admin part of what I do, specifically with business cards and with receipts and doing expense reports. So, you know, I use Adobe Scan and it's really, really cool because you can literally take a picture of a business card and it will import all of that information into the contacts on your phone. So you can add your little note for where you met them and have that done. I mean, I have tons of random business cards sprinkled all about this room and it makes my life orders of magnitude easier when I can take care of it right then and there on the spot quickly and get it out of the way.
Wait a minute now, Adobe Scan is free, right? That's one of the
free things. It is. That's the best part about it because, you know, budgets being what they are, you know, it really helps me, especially for my receipts, because I have a tendency to procrastinate on those when tax time comes around. But if I can get it done when I make the purchase or when I get the receipt in my hand and then just, you know, figure out the rest on the back end, it really, really makes my life a whole lot easier.
Yes. All right. Now, you mentioned Adobe Scan, but what are some of your other favorite technology time savers?
Well, If This Then That is a really good app that helps you create what they call applets for all of the things that you do most often. So say you, every time you download a particular email, you want to save that attachment to the Adobe Cloud. You can put together an applet that'll do it automatically. The one I use the most is showing photos from Instagram in Twitter in line, because, you know, Instagram and Twitter used to be connected and you could see the photo, but now they don't really play that nice together. So when you share a photo from Instagram to Twitter, you get an Instagram link. And let me tell you, nobody wants to click that link. Nobody wants to click that link and go back to your Instagram account to see what you posted. So you put an if this then that applet together that will post the picture in line on Twitter. So all kind of, just think about the little things that you do every single day on your phone. There's probably a way to automate them with If This Then That. I mean, tons of different things beyond social media, productivity, the web, storage, everything. But also Adobe Sign, surprisingly enough, because most of my life is W-9. You know, with all of the jobs I do, I freelance everywhere. It's all W-9. They all need a different one, you know. So I already have it in Acrobat, but you got to sign it. It needs the current date when you're sending it out to these vendors and these clients. So Adobe Sign comes in so, so handy to save you time. So not printing that W-9 out, signing it, scanning it back, and sending it back to the person. So just those little things that really make a big difference.
I love Adobe Sign too, because there's nothing like getting that contract signed, because then I send you a contract, I can send you an invoice. That's why I like it.
That's right.
I know that there's a lot of us that work with people in virtual teams all over the place. So do you have, like, what are your favorite tools for collaboration with, you know, virtual teams, you know, like kind of version control and things like that?
Right. Well, you need some sort of communication tool. That's first and foremost. So obviously Slack, probably the most obvious choice, one of the more robust tools out there for that type of thing. But there's another service called HipChat, which actually has a free version, which is basically Slack Lite for the most part. All of the other functionality of Slack, you don't have to pay for it. They have a new update called Strive that's coming out that does a lot of the same things that Slack does with some improvements as well. So start with some sort, whatever you're using, even if it's just, you know, Skype or Zoom, or, you know, but what we're on right now, you have to have some sort of communication tool if you're trying to run a virtual office. And then something like Adobe Document Cloud. It sounds really simple and intuitive, but it connects with everything else that you use. So there's a Microsoft integration, there's a Salesforce integration, there's a Dropbox integration. So most of the other tools that you're already using can sync up with the Document Cloud to save all of your information, to communicate. You can actually mark up PDFs and share them between your group. And so it really makes life a lot easier when you're not in the same location.
I agree with you. You know, my team and I, we actually use the Teamwork software. That's mm-hmm. like Slack, but it's like a little bit more like project management. So that's been a great tool for us, for my team. Now let's quickly talk about, you know, email. Email is like, I love email, but I hate opening my email, right? So how can you, what do you suggest the small business owners do for taming email?
Listen, prayer works. I'm telling you, my inbox is so out of control. It is not even funny. Right now, I'm testing Inbox by Gmail. It's a separate app called Inbox. I'm testing it. It's supposed to sort of group things for you intuitively. It uses a lot of AI to sort of get a feel for how you use your email and help you use it a little bit more effectively. I'll let you know how it goes. But yeah, that's one of those time-worn $64 questions that everybody thinks they have the answer to. But it's tough. It's a tough thing to manage.
All right. Last question. Social media, you schedule or not to schedule it? If you schedule, what's your favorite tool for scheduling social media?
Two thumbs up for scheduling. And I use Hootsuite. I love it. I think it is super, super robust. It has, you know, different versions, pro versions, if you want to add your team as administrators to manage some of your social channels. But yeah, it really is a really powerful tool. And I've been using it for years. I swear by it. I love it.
All right. Now, my favorite tool is Sprout Social. I got to tell you, we upgraded from Hootsuite a little bit to get better analytics.
Okay. But
you know what? I still have a Hootsuite account too. We use both. But listen, I want to come back to you, Stephanie. Thank you so much for, you know, giving us this terrific advice. But I don't want anybody to go away, because we're going to come back and we're going to talk social media secrets with Stephanie Humphrey. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
My new book, Fix Your Business, is really about encouraging people to take back control of their business and change how their businesses is run. It's not okay to skip paychecks. It's not okay to never feel like you can take a vacation. And it's also not okay to not know how much profit you've made in your business until your taxes are done. I really want business owners to stop letting their businesses be runaway trains. I've written this book to teach people processes and systems to help them run their businesses intentionally. My goal is to help existing entrepreneurs create a business that allows them to live their dream life.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady. Now, we have been talking technology with Stephanie Humphreys, but now we're going to branch that conversation over to social media secrets. You know, they say that social media is the great equalizer. What do you think, Stephanie? Is social media really, really where it's at still? You know, has it changed the game for all?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It can be. I mean, we're looking at a 20-year-old who is on the cover of Forbes this month for a business that was grown largely on Instagram from selfies. So it really is that powerful tool. It really does give you access to different people and to a wide variety of people all at once. But you have to find that common ground and tell a good story.
All right. So let's talk about social media no-nos. I mean, everybody knows about, you know, social media is great, but how can you make yourself a pariah quickly on social media?
Well, I think especially for small and large businesses, don't jump on hashtag bandwagons. We've seen that happen far too often where there's a trending topic, a company wants to take advantage of it to get seen, but it is completely inappropriate to their business. It may be a situation that is sensitive, possibly, and you're just jumping on it for likes, basically. So yeah, don't jump on the hashtag bandwagon. I think that is, you know, especially for a brand that where your authenticity is your currency online and it means so much to you, that really can kill that really, really quickly.
Well, I hear you, but how can we be creative about building more engagement, right? It's not about likes and follows anymore. It's about engagement. So how can small business owners build more engagement in social media?
It's the content, photos and videos. I see a lot of businesses that just tweet out links to their blog or, you know, a text statement about a sale or something like that. You got to have some sort of photo or video in every post. I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and say every post because I just believe that that is where we are as a society. Our attention spans are short. We want to see a pretty picture, you know, and we want to be able to get whatever the story is in a very, very short amount of time. You got like 3 seconds to grab somebody's attention. So, you know, photos and videos and respond. They're social networks. So you really have to have a conversation with the people that follow you. Address their concerns as quickly as you can. Have a conversation. And see what they're doing and you know, make comments on things.
Now listen, you know you're killing me saying a picture with every post, right? You're killing me. I've been blogging for 10 years. You're killing me. Anyway, but listen, what is the best advice that you can give a business owner today who's struggling with their social media presence?
Find a platform that makes sense for you. I think the problem with social, and I think what business owners get stuck in their heads on is that they think they need to be everywhere. Oh, Snapchat's hot now. I got to get a Snapchat account. Oh, I don't have a Pinterest board yet. So let me do what you can, where you can. Figure out where your customers are. Figure out what network you can do consistently. And even if it's just the one, even if it's just your Facebook page, if that's what you can do, then that's what you can do, because the consistency is really going to be the key to building your brand. So figure out what that looks like and then use those automation tools to make it work for you. Set up an editorial schedule, schedule all those posts on Sunday night and respond as quickly as you can to comments.
Thank you, Stephanie. That was brilliant and actually truly helpful. You know, we are here on Small Biz Chat and our mission is to end small business failure. And knowing how to effectively use social media and technology is a big part of running a successful business. Thank you guys so much. And thank you to tonight's sponsor, Adobe. Adobe is changing the world through digital experiences. Small businesses can leverage Adobe Document Cloud for everything you need to create your digital workflows, including Adobe Acrobat, Adobe Sign, and their free app, Adobe Scan. There's lots of great things in the Adobe Document Cloud, so you got to go check it out. Thank you for joining us tonight on Small Biz Chat Live. Next week, we're going to be back on Twitter with our special guest, government contracting guru, Gloria Larkin, who's going to be talking about how to develop and pursue government contracts. Don't miss it. The mission of Small Biz Chat is to end small business failure. I am Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady, and it is my privilege to help you take your business to the next level. If you want more tools and tips from me, please go and subscribe to my website, which is succeedasyourownboss.com. Next time, I want to help you live your dream life as an entrepreneur. Thank you so much, guys, and good night.
Thank you for listening to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with Melinda Emerson. For more resources and small business success strategies, visit succeedasyourownboss.com. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and join us next Wednesday.